Here's what you may have missed on your family and your retirement with Abe Ashton and Eric Nimmer.
According to a survey from TD Ameritrade, 37% of Americans who participate in a 401k mistakenly think that they aren't paying any fees. Abe, how can the rest of us listening today really figure out exactly what we're paying regarding fees on our portfolio or any investment?
Well, we just need to do an x-ray on the 401k and take a look at it and see what they are. But you are paying fees. What a lot of people don't realize is once you hit 59 and a half years old or older, you often can move or sweep the balance out of your 401k and manage it yourself and go take over that or move it to another IRA or brokerage account. And sometimes it's way more cost effective to do that because there are administrative fees, there's investment fees, there's fund fees that are held in or participation fees in the 401k and a whole separate different set of rules that the 401k lives by. So I don't want people to mistakenly think that we're saying a 401k is not a good thing. It is a good thing. It's just not fee free.
What's a reasonable amount to pay in fees for an investment? Is there a range there that makes sense?
If you're paying more than 2%, you're probably paying too much.
Really?
Yeah. And so I know a lot of people say, well, the average brokerage cost around the country is over 2.5%. That's just too much, especially when you have fixed money as a part of that portfolio. Mm. Think of what's in your income fund in your 401k or your cash fund. If you're paying 1% or 2% in an account that's only earning 1% or 2%, you're not going anywhere at all.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going backwards. So it's important. We had a gentleman in just last week who brought in his 401k, said, I'm kind of conservative, or his retirement account, traditional broker. Half of the money was in cash. Half of the money was invested. The broker was charging a 1.2% fee over all of it, which doesn't seem like a lot.
No, that's not bad.
Except for half of the money, $500,000, was only earning 1%.
Oh, wow. He was charging more than the money was making.
Aha.
Eek.
And so that's what you look at and you say, wait a second, that can't be right. You know, how could somebody charge more than somebody's making?
Hmm.
Well, I wanted to be conservative. Maybe they just thought that. Then go to the bank,
yeah.
Right? Because at least you're earning 1% of real money if you want to do that. So definitely we want people to look at their fees and understand the cost.
Join Abe and Eric each week on the radio or at AshtonWealth.com.